Let us lift up our voices to heaven tonight. Appreciate the name of the Lord for the privilege of our appearance before Him again tonight. Let us celebrate His faithfulness upon us. Let us give Him glory and praise. He kept us since Sunday up to this present moment. It is not of them that will and of them that run it, but of the Lord that sweat mercy. His mercy has been extended up to this present moment. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and praise. In Jesus' most holy name, we have given thanks. Amen. Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Amen. Just before we take our seat, I would like us to lift up our voices to heaven and ask the Lord, Lord, I have come to you again tonight. You have not called the house of Jacob to seek you in vain. For every of my requests here on this altar, Lord, grant me before I go back home. Lift up your voices to him and begin to ask the Lord. Father, answer every one of our petitions in this service tonight. Lord, teach us, direct us. Lord, empower us. And cause our return to be with testimony. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you believe God is here to and is set to bless you tonight, put your hands together for him. And please take your seat. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And finally, on the covenant highway of life, I'd like to appreciate God for the privilege of bringing word across to his people tonight. And I believe that God, who has ordained it to be so, he will definitely bless you. Amen. Tonight I've been sent by the one that has been sent. And I believe the one that sent me, the same grace and unction that has been backing him, that has been causing the work to prosper in this assembly, it will speak again tonight. Amen. And the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Amen. So I'd like to appreciate that single privilege, and I would appreciate you, sir, for this privilege to be a blessing to God's people tonight. And I believe you are blessed. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. This month, God has been speaking to us on our clear identity. And he has christened this month as the month that I am redeemed, a wonder to my world. I am redeemed, a wonder to my world. It's a declaration of reality for everyone that believes. Because it begins from believing. Believing in who? Believing in Christ. Through whom our redemption is established. And our scripture emphasis has been from John chapter 3 and verse 8. That if I do not know, he said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whether it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. This sounds so mysterious. Well, the kingdom of God is essentially operated on mystery. And the supernatural is not ordinary. It's mystery that is born out of mystery. And that is why we have been looking at the subject matter operating in the supernatural. Operating in the supernatural. And this is going to be the part 6 of this teaching. By way of understanding, God's servant started with us on a very clear term at the beginning of this month. And many others have been building upon the same foundation. But just for us to be able to understand well, we need to understand that supernatural is at the root of redemption. So for everyone that is born again, you have the authority, if you walk in that consciousness, to operate in the supernatural. So when you are redeemed, there is a spiritual conversion that converted you from being human being to being a divine being. So in this case, you are not expected to behave or to experience the same thing that the people of this world experiences. So God's expectation for us is to begin to command signs and wonders. These signs have followed them that believe in my name. So when you believe in his name, you are redeemed. And when you are redeemed, then you are not permitted to keep operating at the same old level. In Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18, he said, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me, we are for signs and for wonders. That is the expectation of God concerning us. So nothing validates our redemption as the supernatural. The only checklist to be able to know whether we are born again is by the way we operate. Are we still operating like the people of this world? Are we still commanding the same order of result with the same unbeliever that is around us? If what we are doing is not amazing them, is not wowing them, then we are not yet operating in the supernatural. Supernatural essentially means something strange, something unusual, something extraordinary. Because where if it is supernatural, it goes beyond the natural. And that is why there is the need for us to be conscious of where we are in order for us to be able to manifest what is expected of where we are. Praise the Lord. So when a believer disregards the place of the supernatural, it becomes so vulnerable to all of life's situation and circumstances. So as a believer, when you say, well, what does it mean? What all this miracle? I don't know. I'm just tired about this. Then you are not set to, that means you are not in compliance with what is operational in the realm that you are. And you are permitted to suffer anyhow. How can you assess somebody is having a headache and the medical instrument could not actually discover what is the reason behind this headache? And at the end of the day, they themselves will tell you, well, what we are seeing now required only God. And it is they that knows their God that shall be strong and do exploit. The God you don't know is not responsible to deliver you from any assault of the devil. Because if it is not God, if it is not good, it is not God. Therefore, if you want it to be good, there is the need for reversion. And that is why salvation is a reversal from where you used to be to where you are supposed to be. It is my prayer that none of us shall backslid from this line that God has called us to be in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalms 82, verse 5 to 7, he said, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. He said, and I have said, ye are gods. All of you are children of the Most High. He said, but because they don't know, they suffer the way of the others. Because they don't know, they were humiliated by the way others are being humiliated. It is my prayer that none of us shall be subjected to the rulership of the enemies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So operating in the supernatural, it's an action word. If you are born again, yes, you are born again. But what you don't know is your senior brother, and it has the power to rule over you. So, but the day you know and you understand, then you stand out. And that is why it is very important for us to take this month seriously, because this month is just is an exposition of who we are in Christ. All of us are Christian, we are Christian, but there is a measure with which you should be able to operate in order to maximize your Christianity. Praise the Lord. So we are ordained essentially to be a sign. And what is sign this evening? What is a sign? A sign can be defined as an act that cannot be explained by natural laws, yet cannot be denied. Somebody had an headache, went to the hospital, they could not diagnose what was happening. He needs to go back to the church, and after he went back to the church, they prayed over him, anointed him, and he vomited needles. And at that same self-hour, headache ceased. How can you explain that? That is the supernatural act of God. That is a sign from the church, which you are meant to be, and because that is where you are. In Acts chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, they're saying, what shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. They couldn't deny what was actually happening through the mighty hands of the believers. They have no any other meaning or other name to it but a sign. He said, and we cannot deny it, but that it spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. That is the name of the one that empowers you to become born again, through whom you are ordained to begin to produce sign. As a believer, we are not born again to be looking for signs. We are born again to be producing signs. And we saw the account of what God can make of any Christian from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29, verse 32, verse 33. How people like us, they demonstrated their faith in God and they were able to do unusual exploits. We need to understand that signs are the strange act of God that cause men to wonder. Until you become a wonder in your place of work, until you become a wonder in your ministry, until you become a wonder anywhere God has planted you, you have not yet started. All of you, all of us are guilty of this. Why have we not been maximizing this? It is because the understanding of who we are and what's supposed to be our product is not yet done on us. And if it has done on us, then we have not been able to be responsible in order to dig it out, in order for us to be who we are in Christ. It is the understanding that will provoke us to be able to be where we are supposed to be. Signs and the strange acts of God that cause men to wonder. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 21 to 22. He said, for the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim, is shall be wrought as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now, therefore, be ye not mockers, lest your bands be made strong, for I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a consumption, even determined upon the whole heart. God is God of signs and wonders, and if we are children of God, we are meant to be a sign producer. Now, if you are irritated by miracles, then you are not a true representation of who God is. And such a person could become a spiritual casualty. Because if you don't know who you are, some other people will tell you who you are not. And you will accept that that is what you are. When we take responsibility, then our position will be highly maintained. It is my prayer that this month we establish the reality of who we are in Christ. And not only that, we will begin to exhibit it anywhere we are or anywhere we appear in the name of Jesus Christ. So we are to operate in the supernatural through some medium. And the medium through which we are expected to operate in the supernatural is through the power of bold declaration. They that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploit. When you know your God, you can't just but brag about him. So if anything closes your mouth from declaring who you are in Christ and addressing the situation the way you want it to be, then you are shying away from who you are. You have denied the power that is released to you at redemption. So declaring whatever that you believe from the word of God boldly is what establishes your dominion in Christ. So anytime you declare anything boldly based on your belief, God is committed to bring them to come to pass. So supernatural victory is accorded to David's bold confirmation and his response action. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 13, chapter 17, beginning from verse 32 to verse 50, we understand the genesis of David's victory face to face with Goliath. He knew who he was. He understood the power that God has conferred on him. He understood the efficacy of the power of the Almighty God that the Philistines have decided to violate. And he declared in the same order, and God gave him victory. It is my prayer that going forward from this moment, you will no longer come back a failure from any war of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Mark 11:23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said." But you are saying, okay, what if I say it and it doesn't happen? What if you say it and it happened? Anytime you say it, it will happen to you. In Jesus' mighty name. So, but we are empowered with what? With boldness by the Holy Ghost. So Holy Spirit is the one that empowers. You want empowerment? Then there is a need for you to have the right understanding of Holy Spirit and who he is. So Holy Spirit is an activator and enhancer of the supernatural. When you submit yourself to him, you receive him, you are filled with the same nature and ability of the Holy Spirit. That means you can do all that Holy Spirit can do. Remember, our anchor scripture, whosoever that is born of the Spirit is a spirit. It's not spiritual. So if you are spirit, then the infilling of the Holy Spirit will empower you to be able to do what the Spirit will do. But it begins from having the right understanding of who you are, having the right understanding of what you are superior over, and when those things are trying to put you under, having the boldness to be able to declare who you are. Praise God. If you look at the beginning, the disciples of God, Jesus, they were such a fearful people before, you know, when Jesus was still around. But when they received the Holy Spirit, from Acts chapter 2, verse 4, verse 37 to 41, you see how they began to change, especially Peter. Peter denied Jesus Christ as a confirmation of the scripture. But it wasn't his fault. It is because he was still being afraid. He wasn't bold enough to be able to withstand the humiliation of the people around him. But when he received power from Acts chapter 37 to 41, Peter, that denied Christ, became the advocate of that Christ who is no longer around them. Why? Because he has been empowered by the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, this Holy Ghost will need to search for him. It is the real thing that we need to have as a Christian. So we command the supernatural openly by speaking boldly. That is just it. We command the supernaturally by speaking openly and boldly. Now, what you cannot speak boldly and openly, it has succeeded in putting you under perpetual fear. And if you cannot declare it, if it is too big for you to declare it, then it will be too big for your hands to receive it. So if your mouth can declare it, your hand is more than enough to receive it. And I believe that the Holy Spirit, it will empower you in such a way that fear will flee away from your life finally in the name of Jesus Christ. At the beginning of my salvation, I discovered that the Holy Spirit is the greatest asset of every Christian. And I listened to one of our father in the faith, encounter on the journey with the book of the Act of the Apostle. That was my first experience in Christian, as a Christian. I sat down with the book of Act. 3 days I was reading and digesting it. And at the end of that encounter, there was one dead television in my house. It has been packed to the people that knows where I came from, they will understand. They've become cockroach invested television. They've been dead for about 3 years. There was no money to repair it. On that encounter, waiting upon the Lord, I called one of my younger brothers. I said, bring out that. Maybe he thought maybe because I was new to Christianity, he thought maybe my head is already turning. He said, bring that television. I said, plug it. He was looking. I said, plug it. He plugged it. I said, put it on. He put it on. And the television that has been dead for 3 years with cockroach dwelling inside came back to life. Hallelujah. Why? Holy Spirit is not fake. It's a reality. If you can work with him, he has the power to embolden you to be able to do the impossible. It is my prayer that going forward from this moment, you begin to do the impossible. In Jesus' mighty name. How do you do this? You need to do this by your active partnership with Christ. It is active partnership with Christ that gives you the confidence to be able to do the impossible. How do you do this? It is by carrying the presence of God at all times. When you carry the presence of God at all times, obstacles will keep bowing to you every time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remember, God's presence turned Moses to a great commander of the supernatural. You are an eyewitness to every of the amazing things that Moses did in his leadership of leading the Israelites out of Egypt. You can do likewise. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul enjoyed the same divine presence and operated in the supernatural all the way. If Paul can do it, you can do it. But the conclusion tonight is that whatever barrier that lifts up his head to God does the same for everyone that carries God's presence. You carry God's presence by having the right understanding of his word. You carry God's presence by being joyful. You carry God's presence by dwelling in the revelation of God's word. And when you are loaded with all these things, nothing can stop you. It is my prayer that going forward from this moment, you will remain unstoppable. Yeah. Why? You will keep operating in the supernatural. Like us to rise up to our feet and begin to ask the Lord, Lord, I know supernatural is a reality. Lord, fill me up tonight. I need a change tonight. I need a touch tonight. Help me by your power. Help me by your power. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.